And you're tuned to Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. That music is called Dolphy to the Death, reference to the great saxophonist Eric Dolphy, jazz saxophonist, from an EP called Playing with Fire with pianist Jade Simmons, who is going to be performing with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra Saturday night in a program that includes three works by George Gershwin, including two with piano, his Second Rhapsody and his Concerto in F. Jade Simmons is on the line with me now from Houston, Texas. Thanks very much for joining us on Live and Local.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you are no stranger to Illinois. You went to my alma mater, Northwestern University.
That's right.
And in fact, I guess your initial claim to fame was being Miss Chicago, Miss Illinois, and ultimately runner-up in the 2000 Miss America pageant, but of course you've gone on from then. And we talked about that when you played with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra a couple of years ago.
That's right.
And lots of other things going on since then, including this thing. Your website is fascinating to explore, by the way. It's jademedia.org. People can go on there. Something called Emerge Already. And I guess I just wanted to ask you about that because you know, you've made your breakthrough, and I suppose are still trying to break through some areas.
Oh, of course.
But this is some encouragement to others trying to do that.
Well, you know what it is, Kevin. I mean, even as fabulous as Northwestern was, and then I went on later to go to grad school here in Houston at Rice University, top-notch music schools. But to be really honest with you, even these great schools, the Ivy League schools, the Big Tens, and the conservatories, there's still a lot of work to be done in terms of preparing the artist beyond the perfection of the craft of the instrument. When it comes to building a career in music, I would say maybe in the last 10 years we've seen some pretty decent developments in terms of kind of a music management, music business courses being added to a lot of the conservatories. But, you know, when you talk to a lot of young artists out there, some of them still aren't writing even basic really good bios, let alone knowing how to deal with the booking process or how do you go after management and how do you stand out in a really oversaturated field of amazing performers. So I kind of took those first few years out of grad school and went back, looked at those and said, what do I wish someone had told me coming out of school? And Emerge Already was born out of that. And the title Emerge Already comes from this phenomenon that I was noticing is that you'd have all this attention on emerging artists, and then after about 3 or 4 years, they would just disappear. They never seemed to fully emerge. So it was kind of like, come on, emerge already. How do we get to that next level where we have a sustainable, profitable, and rewarding career in the arts? So that's what that's about.
And so you put that out how long ago?
Emerge Already was created in 2010, and it started as a series of videos on YouTube, and then I used Twitter for it a lot, as well as SoundCloud to kind of release some in-the-moment sound bites, which offer career advice. And then about a year ago, I released an ebook called The Ultimate Guide to Career Building for Emerging Artists. So it's kind of expanded onto a variety of platforms, but still under the mission, of offering really candid and what I consider to be uncommon advice in terms of building a career in the arts.
Well, and speaking of things uncommon, I mean, there's many things that are uncommon about the way you are building your own career.
Mm-hmm.
And first indication of that was the music, of course, with which we led into
this.
Very, as people obviously heard, very electronic, not the mm-hmm. usual thing for a classical pianist. Who wrote the music, by the way? Dolphy to the Death.
Well, that I work with a collaborator named Robert Reynolds, and he creates the electronics for me. So any of the beats that you're hearing or the samples, for instance, that Eric Dolphy sample that you're hearing, those were all created and mashed together by this, I call him kind of a genius wizard of electronics named Robert Reynolds. He's based in New Orleans. And then I created all the piano parts. So for me, Playing with Fire, that whole EP, five tracks worth, is was kind of a huge exploration and expansion for me. It was my first time really making original music and daring to improvise, which I now do a lot more of in my live concert settings. So it really is a representation of, I guess, trying to spread my wings a bit within classical as well as outside of the genre.
Well, I wanted to let listeners hear something that is also your first CD that came out. It's called Revolutionary Rhythm.
Right.
And it also is a little, I guess, for lack of a better term, out there relative to the usual classical mm-hmm. recording. There is a standard piece, semi-standard piece, in Samuel Barber's Sonata for Piano.
Sure.
But then a couple of pieces that has, one has pre-recorded sounds, another one is called Hip Hop Studies and Etudes. Mm-hmm. And then there's this wonderful piece by John Corleano, his Etude Fantasy for solo piano. Thought I might play a movement from here. You have a suggestion that might be good for folks to hear?
You want to play from the Etude Fantasy?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a great transition from the third movement into the fourth etude. So if you have time to play them both, the third and the fourth would be a great show of contrast.
Well, let's see what we can get in here. This is the third etude of Corleano. It's called Fifths to Thirds, so that's a technical term of intervals on the piano. And then a fourth one is called Ornaments. And we'll hear what Jade Simmons does with this. This is from her CD called Revolutionary Rhythm here on Live and Local. So music by John Corigliano from his Etude Fantasy from 1976, off of a 2009 release by Jade Simmons. We heard some of the third and fourth etudes. There are five in total. Jade Simmons is going to be playing Gershwin with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra Saturday night at the Peoria Civic Center, and is with me here on Live and Local. Among the other things that is interesting about your website, you do have a blog on there. And mm-hmm. I don't know if in your Emerge already you talk about that sort of thing, but it's certainly something that I know that younger artists are getting more and more involved in, where they do their own blogs. You mentioned Twitter and YouTube and so on.
Sure.
And you talk about, in one of the latest entries on there, your adventure into rap.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Among many other things. Talk about that a little. And that shows up on your Playing with Fire EP, too.
It does. It does. And that, I always say, was just kind of a wonderful accident. But when I look back over my life and how big of a part rhythm has played and speaking, public speaking has played, it really shouldn't have been that much of a surprise. But it kind of started as a bit of a challenge to myself. I knew that it was probably something no other classical musician had done. I was pretty sure I could bet on that. But I wanted to see if I could try my skill at words and at rhythm, put them together and dare to release them in a public format. As well, you know, I'm always complaining about the fact that I love hip-hop and I love rap when it comes to the beats, but a lot of the lyrics, in many cases, I just can't, you know, really jive with. I don't agree with the lyrics or I find them offensive. And I thought, instead of just being this fuddy-duddy who complains about the state of pop music, why not contribute somehow to making it at least listenable where I'm concerned? So Playing with Fire, the rap version, is kind of that experiment. And I thought, if I was going to be true to rap, true to the form of rap, you know, every new rapper has to come out and they have to make this bold declaration that they're the best thing out there. Whether or not that's true, every rapper has to make that declaration. And so I do that in this piece. So it was fun, and I've been doing it in some of my more avant-garde performances in alternative venues, and the response has been great. So I look forward to doing more of it, you know, in the future, but I definitely have no plans to try to compete with like Nicki Minaj or Jay-Z anytime soon.
Well, here from the Playing with Fire EP, what I think we're going to do is play what's called the virtuoso version of Fire, the beginning of it, and then...
Now, that one doesn't have the rap in it.
Right, and then I'm going to segue mm-hmm. into the rap version.
Okay.
Just for a little, just to hear how these both show up here.
Sure.
And I maybe should assure listeners, you know, because we're talking about the Peoria Symphony Concert, or we're going to in a minute, that this is one side of Jade Simmons, the pianist.
And very different than what they'll see on Saturday with the Peoria Symphony.
And we will get to her playing Gershwin towards the end of this segment. But this is a lot of fun. Here's Jade Simmons in Fire, two different versions, beginning of the one version and then a bit of the rap version here on Live and Local.
Thank you. this thing here fire. It's gonna be hotter than the wire. But it's not just gonna be on HBO. This thing's gonna be dire. Got you sitting back wondering what hit ya. Looking like T-Bone, I'm lit ya. Wondering where you gonna go, where you gonna hide. How you gonna get out of the way of this blister. You ain't never heard nothing like this. You ain't never seen nothing like me. You ain't never heard a track like that. You ain't never heard a beat drop back like that. Come get this fire. You ain't never heard nothing like this. You ain't never seen nothing like me. You ain't never heard a rock this way. Never seen a chick with this much sway. Get this fire now. Where do we go from here? Standing right beside you, all I smell is fear. Ain't no need to be scary. Just be a little bit wary, cause you never know when I'm gonna appear. I'm just telling you the truth. Everything I've done from now is a living proof. Always been the first founder at the forefront. And look at me now, I'm raising your roof. You ain't never heard nothing like this. You ain't never seen nothing like me. You ain't never heard a track like that. Never heard a beat drop back like that. Come get this fire. You ain't never heard nothing like this. You ain't never seen nothing.
That was rapper Jade Simmons, also a pianist. Although playing electronic piano here, I guess. Two versions of a tune called Fire, beginning of a virtuoso version as it's billed here, and then the rap version from her EP called Playing with Fire here on Live and Local. And do you ever do something like this as, say, an encore or an interstitial between pieces at some of your conventional concerts? Or you mentioned earlier you play them in more avant-garde places.
I think everything has a place, you know, but I do believe, and what I encourage emerging artists to do is to be more adventurous in their programming. So while I just played, for instance, on the Morton Fine Arts Series, you know, right there in Morton, Illinois, I didn't rap on that concert, but I did play everything from Rachmaninoff, Mozart, and then some really wonderful jazzy versions of some Paganini variations. And then once I felt like I had built up some trust, you know, with the audience, on the second half, I did break out some of the electronics that are accompanied by piano, or I should say the piano is accompanied by the electronics. And I even did a piece that had piano accompanied by a backing track from Ola Tunji, which is a wonderful African drumming ensemble. So, you know, audiences I'm finding are much braver than we give them credit for. And what's probably the most rewarding part of programming in this way is that you'll find people after the concert who say, you know, I came to hear the Rachmaninoff, but man, you know, I love Santana, and he has a version of, you know, Jingle Bob by Ola Tunji. So, you know, people are coming for one thing, and they're leaving, usually, at least from the response I've been getting, very pleased to be introduced or to rediscover something else. So I think there's more room than we've been giving our classical audiences. I think there's more room than we've been giving them to be more experimental in our programming. So I have been doing that, and I mentioned doing more improv. I've been doing some kind of spontaneous improv where I'll take some note selections from the audience, and then I'll come up with a horror movie theme that they have to make up on the spot just for them, you know, or a young kid might ask me to play something that sounds excited, and I have to come up with an on-the-spot improvisation that meets that criteria. So it's been a lot of fun and a lot of learning and stretching for me, and the audiences seem to really be enjoying it.
So you, in what you just were describing there, you suggested a little bit what I wanted to lead into also, which is some of your advocacy for the arts, for music, and putting on programs that are appropriate for all ages and doing things for kids.
Sure.
And I gather this sort of thing figures in there as well.
It does. And, you know, speaking to kids, meaning grade school and middle school and high school, has been a very important part of my career, as well as my development as a musician. I mean, kids are so honest about what they're hearing, and I'm learning that you don't need to take classical music in and dumb it down for them, but you do need to present it in context to the other music that they're listening to. And I think that when we as classical musicians go in and automatically set up this hierarchy where classical is best or superior and everything else is inferior, we immediately lose them as an audience. But when I've been showing the parallels between the music they hear on the radio and the music that I'm in love with, which is mostly, you know, Mozart, Beethoven, Rachmaninoff, the acceptance rate is pretty high. So, again, I think there's, you know, we always hear these kind of dire reports about the future of classical music, and I think more can be done when we change the approach and how we're presenting it.
And approaches and presentations leads me also to ask just something you referred to earlier, that you play some of the music that we've heard so far in some different kinds of venues.
Sure.
And getting back to the whole business of how one creates a career, how did you decide to do this kind of mix in your own career? Was it because you weren't getting some of the gigs you hoped for, or you wanted to create a different kind of approach? Or
You know, it's kind of a mix of things. And I was recently talking about this process and, you know, how I've gotten to where I am today. I can honestly say that if you had asked me at the age of 16, when I knew I wanted to be a classical concert pianist, if you said, do you imagine yourself rapping or improvising or creating anything that sounds like jazz, I would have said no. All I wanted to do was play with the symphony every weekend, wear a beautiful gown, and that would be it. I didn't have any other vision outside of that. And it wasn't until I got to Northwestern and I formed a group there called Boom Shaka, which is a percussion and dance ensemble that still exists today, that I was kind of reminded of my love for rhythm. And then Revolutionary Rhythm came out of that tie, that when I looked back over my past, there was always this strong tie of rhythm. My father plays African drums. I grew up hearing that. And so I found out that I didn't need to separate these things. So Revolutionary Rhythm, my first album, is a combination of my love for contemporary classical music as well as classical music that pushes the boundaries with electronics. And then there started to be kind of these smaller, natural expansions, these steps into other directions. But mostly the diversity in my career would come from the activities outside of music, for instance, the speaking or the outreach in other areas to kids, and the writing. And these are other creative areas that I think as musicians, you know, we spend so much time locked up in a practice room, we forget that we know how to talk, and that we know how to write, and that we know how to communicate away from the instrument. So that became really important to my career, and I think that might even define it in many ways more so than the diversity in the music itself.
Well, and I would hasten to add, perhaps in to counteract some modesty here, that not every musician can write, and not every musician can speak, so you have both of those gifts.
It's true.
Take advantage of them when you've got them.
No, it is true. It is true. And I think I have to say, though, I was not born with the gift of self-promotion or marketing. I didn't know anything about branding 5 to 7 years ago. And these were things that I had to if I was going to be competitive. And so when you talk about not getting certain gigs, of course there are different kinds of concerts that I still want to do. I love the fact that this weekend I'll be playing with the Peoria Symphony, and I get to wear my big gown and play strictly classical music, or Gershwin in the sense of, you know, he was pushing boundaries in his own way. So I still plan to have and maintain, you know, a traditional classical career, but I can't lie when I say that I am more fulfilled now with these different avenues. So the career that I thought I wanted, I don't know if I would be as happy if it had turned out exactly how I had envisioned at 16.
Well, and one can explore Jade Simmons's website and find out all kinds of other things about her, including her work that she has done for autism, suicide prevention, mental health awareness, some of her webcasting she's done for Van Cliburn competitions and other things, and lots more information. The website is jademedia.org, Jade Simmons, and she will be playing not the usual Gershwin Saturday with Peoria Symphony, which of course would be Rhapsody in Blue, but there's a second Rhapsody, and then there's his Piano Concerto in F. What made you choose these instead of the other?
Well, actually, Maestro George Stelluto contacted me with those pieces already in mind. I had never even heard of the second Rhapsody, and I agreed to it before hearing it. He promised it would be really cool, and I listened, and it was extremely rhythmic, lots of Latin references, and the concerto in F, my most recent teacher, professor from Rice, John Kimura Parker, Jackie Parker, an acclaimed concert pianist, plays that concerto a lot. And he also has a penchant for And so it was, it's wonderful to be playing a piece that he's known for playing, and he's one of these professors who's encouraged me to kind of reach out a bit. And so I'm excited to play these two pieces because they get to show off my love and my flair for rhythm. And I plan to improvise a little bit. I won't go too much from the page, but what I do think I may do a little bit more than most pianists who interpret Gershwin is that I do swing the beat a little bit harder. I do sit on the syncopations, and I think it's really great not to play the same thing the same way twice. So usually if a theme comes back, I'll you know, embellish it a little bit. So I think Maestro Saluto is up for that, which makes it even more exciting.
Jade Simmons will be with Peoria Symphony Saturday night at 8 o'clock. There's a pre-concert lecture at 7. You can meet her afterwards. She'll be signing CDs and all that sort of thing. And Second Rhapsody of Gershwin, Piano Concerto in F. Also on that program is Gershwin's Cuban Overture and Ravel's Bolero. And you can get tickets by going to peoriasymphony.org. Here is Jade Simmons performing with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra in February of 2011. Karen Lynn Deal was conducting in her last season with the symphony. And it's also music of George Gershwin, his I Got Rhythm Variations. Jade, thanks very much for joining us on Live and Local.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
That was pianist Jade Simmons with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Karen Lynn Deal, from a concert on February 12th of 2011 Variations on I Got Rhythm by George Gershwin. Sorry for the hesitancy there. And Jade Simmons will be performing two other Gershwin works this Saturday with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra under the baton of George Stelluto, the Second Rhapsody and the Concerto in F. That concert starts at 8 o'clock with a pre-concert lecture at 7 o'clock in the Peoria Civic Center Theater. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our broadcast is made possible in part by the Brown Bag Deli in downtown Monticello. Brown Bag Deli offers freshly made casual lunches and dinners, homemade pies by Inge, gourmet foods, and a wacky collection of unique cards and gifts. Brown Bag Deli encourages you to join them in supporting WILL. From that same concert of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra in February of 2011, here is the piece that closed that concert, and in fact will also close the concert by the Peoria Symphony. It's Ravel's Bolero. Thank you. Thank you. A performance by the Illinois Symphony Orchestra of Maurice Ravel's Bolero, conducted by Karen Lynn Deal in February of 2011. Heard on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Here are some events you can see and hear live in our listening area over the next couple of days. Christian McBride and Inside Straight will be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts tonight at 7:30. In Decatur, Millikan University Opera Theater is presenting a series of cantatas by Johann Sebastian Bach, both sacred and secular, tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at 7:30, all in the Albert Taylor Theater on the Millikan campus, and then Sunday afternoon also at 2 o'clock. The Almost A Quartet is playing at the Krannert Center this evening at 5 o'clock, so just about 5 minutes from now. Also at the Krannert Center tonight at 7:30, it's the East Coast Chamber Orchestra. University of Illinois No. 4 Jazz Band will be at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock. Jill Andrews will be at Cowboy Monkey in Champaign tonight at 9 o'clock. It's the Eastern Illinois University Jazz Festival at the Doudna Fine Arts Center in Charleston tomorrow night at 7:30. Illinois Wesleyan University's Symphonic Winds and University Choir will perform at Westbrook Auditorium on the Wesleyan campus in Bloomington. That's tomorrow night at 7:30. University of Illinois Symphony Orchestra performs at the Krannert Center in Urbana tomorrow night, also at 7:30. In Springfield, it's the Blue G's with Louder and Manning at Norb Andy's. That's at 8:30 tomorrow night. And it's Flat Stanley Jr., the musical, also in Springfield at the Hoagland Center for the Arts. That's tomorrow and Saturday night at 7 o'clock. The Red Mask Players in Danville are presenting To Kill a Mockingbird at the Catherine Randolph Theater tomorrow and Saturday at 8 o'clock with a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. There's a Prairie Breezes mini concert with Mo Betta Music at the Urbana Free Library tomorrow afternoon at 4:15. And finally, Black Magic Johnson will be performing at Fat Jack's in Bloomington tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. On tomorrow's Live and Local, I will be talking with Alexander Platt, who is the guest conductor and music director candidate of Sunday's concert by the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra. I'll also be talking with Isai Maria Barnwell, who is the longest continuously serving member of the a cappella group Sweet Honey in the Rock, who are going to be performing on Saturday at the Krannert Center in Urbana. So looking forward to both of those conversations on tomorrow's Live and Local. The show, of course, starts at 4 o'clock. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Showers are likely this evening. Patchy light freezing drizzle is expected after midnight. The low will be around 28 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Cooler than today, high of 37. And Saturday's outlook is for a sunny sky with a high around 40 degrees. Current temperature is 45. Stay tuned for All Things Considered, coming up in just a few minutes from NPR. Meanwhile, listen to this performance by the March 4th Marching Band from their CD called Rise Up. This tune is called Ninth Ward Calling.